Hi, everyone. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some healing work with every one of you and have a wonderful time on tonight's show. And we'll talk about the Light Shift briefly. It comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension of the basic universe, but mainly just for us here, since we're just concerned with ourselves. It's here to have the planet spirit ascend along with ourselves if we choose to. And so this is a wonderful chance for you to sample different healings that the Light Shift does and to kind of understand who you are more fully as far as you in your body and how you relate to your body. Remember, your body is a wonderful gift, and it would love to ascend at the end of this 2,000-year cycle time. So today's show, we're going to be bringing in some nice energies of Jesus here. But we'll first get rid of some entities from all of us here so we can enjoy the show even further. So naturally, since Jesus is from the Light Ship, I'm able to download all these energies instantly to you. So this is a very unique time, and it'll be a very wonderful show tonight. So we're going to first get rid of entities that kind of come to us. They cling on to us. They come into our consciousness. And so we're going to work with entities in our right leg first of all, and then we'll do the left leg. So here's the right leg right now. So again, just sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Nothing for you to do. The light beings do all the work for you. You just have to just show up. And here we go. Right leg energies are being released. So we'll do this very quickly right now. And there we go. That's completed. We'll bring in more of your spirit into your right leg. So here we go. I use the word stronger to bring the energy in. So stronger, 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 stronger. Good. That feels fine. Now we're going to do your left leg. Take out entities out of your left leg right now. And you might actually feel energies leave your body. And you may feel a sense of maybe peace and calmness too as they start to leave you. So they're now being released from you here. And now we're going to bring in your spirit, which is fully healed, to the left from pain and trauma and judgment that you had. It can now look out of your eyes and be with you in full consciousness when we have those attributes working through us. So here we go. Coming in, and I'll just count to 10 this time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to do the energies from your waist on up to your shoulders. And this will be energies that are attached to you with your body organs and just anything inside of you and even on the outside. So here we go, releasing these energies right now. And these are the entities that are emotional bodies of people who passed on. Okay. Here we go, being released. Okay, bringing more of your spirit back into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Perfect. Now we're going to do your arms. I'll start with your right arm first here. And so kind of take note of that and just see how it feels after these energies are released from you. So your right arm, release them right now, instantly. There we go. And now bringing in more of your spirit to your right arm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Good. And do your left arm. Same thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And your left arm looks great. We're kind of speeding this process up so that we can have some more time to do other healings here. We're now going to do the chakra alignment, so going to your heart center, moving your heart around here. There we go. Moving up now to your throat chakra. Good. And now we're going to your third eye. That's wonderful. And now we're going back down to your power chakra and second chakra and first chakra. There we go. Do an opening now for everyone, so if you wish to have your chakras opened up, you can. Looks like our volume's a little bit low, too, Sylvia. Would you want to call Don or Seth here? So my little bar graph is only going up a couple of little marks here on my computer here. So.
Yeah, so I'll give them a call.
Okay. So here we go. Heart chakra, I'll use the word spin to open it up, body width for you. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Going down to your power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So again, think of your forehead, where your thinking is, your awakening consciousness, could be your ego self. There's all different words for it. But this is where your thoughts come from. And this is what controls your life. We're going to drop this down and merge it down to your heart center. So I'll think of your forehead as your awakening consciousness, 10th floor. And the first floor going down in the elevator is your heart center. So we're going to drop you down now. So we're dropping. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Dropping down some more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. And we're going to put some music on right now so you can stay in your heart center and communicate with your own divine spirit. So, again, just sit back and relax and be in this sacred space for a little while here. Sylvia, we'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, we are talking this week about the Ascended Master Jesus and the message of ascension. And, you know, this time of year is a very interesting time of year because it's supposed to be a beautiful time of Christ energy and a time of peace. And oftentimes it gets to be anything but that. Because people, you know, get all, you know, hectic with the Christmas preparations or holiday preparations of some kind, depending on their religion or their beliefs. And another thing that sometimes happens is that this time of year can be emotionally traumatic for people. Either they have, you know, memories, bad memories from a prior time that kind of get stirred up, or something happens and it tends to sadly become kind of a difficult time for some people. So I think the first thing we're going to do today is do a little kind of emotional clearing for the holiday season, you know, from Thanksgiving through Christmas or so, and just kind of clear that energy away a little bit if we can do that.
Okay, so we'll do an emotional clearing. So we'll just go back a few weeks. I do this for people who have bad hair days. They'll call me up and say, God, Ron, my last couple of days of my life was just been to hell in a handbasket, and can you help me? And I can clear away the energy instantly. So what we're going to do is go back 4 weeks from now in the past, and we're going to clear away the emotional energy. So here we go. This will take away the trauma out of your life. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 3 weeks, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 weeks, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1 week, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and up to now, today. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And we're going to clear away the emotional energy that would you have held on to going back another couple of weeks into the future here, but you're already experiencing those from the past. So here we go. So we're going one more week here. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more week again. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So that should take care of Christmas for everyone. We've had a request for the feeling body. It's very similar, so same process. Here we go. So, 6 chakra, 4 weeks ago. 6 clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear, 3 weeks. 6 clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear, 2 weeks. 6 clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear, 1 week. 6 clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear, and to today's date. 6 clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear. And now we're going back, the energy that you have stored with you. So 1 week from now, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 2 weeks. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And then we had a request, I think, for a sensory body clearing. So here we go, sensory. 6 cleared, same process, 4 weeks. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 3 weeks. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 weeks, 6 clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared, 1 week. 6 clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared, and now to right now. 6 clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared. Now we're going into your genetic history here. This is probably more like your RNA. So here we go. 1 week into the future here from the past. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 2 weeks. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And now we have a pain body to do, and then we'll move on to something else here. So pain body, 6 weeks, fourth week. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 3 weeks. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 2 weeks. 6 clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared, 1 week. 6 clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared, and right now. 6 clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared, and now what you have stored inside of you. 1 week in the future. 6 clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared, and 2nd week. 6 clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's talk about, well, actually, before we talk, can we bring in the energy of Jesus into the light being?
Sure. So if you're new to the program, you're probably already listening to me, but click on Creation Lightship Healing and scroll down beneath the blinking flower, and you're going to see a beautiful light being there, and we're going to bring Jesus into this image here. So here he comes in. So just use the word stronger to increase the energy here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll just let you experience his energy here, and we'll see you back in a short time here. So stay heart-centered. And you can request healing too. thought we'd bring in some of the energies of Jesus. What do you think, Sylvia?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Maybe some of the miracles that he performed while he was here.
Okay, that's good. So what we're going to first do is we'll bring in the energy when he turned the water into wine. So I don't know if he would do that right now for a glass of water in front of you or not, but we'll bring the energy in so you can actually experience this energy that he used at that time. So the water might taste different. If you have a glass, you can put it in front of you. Not just sit back and experience this energy here. So here comes the energy for that particular miracle. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. They're going to put light energy into your water if you have water in front of you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just kind of sit back, and if you want to drink your water, you can, and just experience this wonderful energy here. This is all heart-based healing. Everything works through your heart. Bringing the energy that Jesus used from the light ship to heal the sick. So again, just kind of sit back and relax here and experience this wonderful energy as it comes through here. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Thank you. would bring in an energy that Jesus used for all of his teachings. He would bring in energy from the light ship that would actually have these people become like in a large cocoon energy, a very sacred space. And so this energy is now going to be coming through here. So you can feel what it's like to be fully awakened in a sense. Remember, they had to take away old beliefs from these people and so they could actually receive his messages. So they would not be blocking it with entities. So here comes this wonderful energy here. And we'll increase it now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Energy nets that Jesus used to bring perfect weather to the people that were with him. He could adjust the temperature so that everybody was very comfortable. So this will be the energy that he used to, in a sense, alter the weather so that it would be very peaceful and uplifting for everybody. So here comes this energy here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, stay heart-centered. Going to have them take away the energy of sorrow. A lot of people have a lot of hardship, but knots in their heart. This is what he also did for a lot of his healings for the people there. So here we go. This is the sorrow energy being taken and released from you right now. So bring the energy in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, stay heart-centered. Another energy. This is going to be a little different for you. This is the energy that Jesus used and the light ship brought to him for animal type healings, okay? So you're actually going to feel this beautiful loving energy that the light ship is using today and also back then for healing animals. Back then it's probably more like goats, but here we go. This energy is coming in right now, so stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Back to you.
Okay, well, would you like to talk for just a little bit about what Jesus' mission was all about and why he was here and what he was talking about?
Yeah, that's basically he was here to teach ascension and in order to convince people that he was kind of real, he had to do physical healings in that aspect to present them healing so they knew that something was actually happening because they were under so much mind control like we are today. And remember, they had a lot of erroneous beliefs just like we have right now. So the main thing was is the ascension process. He was here to teach ascension so that everyone on the planet would be able to have that opportunity to take their body with them to a higher consciousness. So that's basically why he came. His predecessor was Buddha, about 600 years earlier. And Buddha was here to talk about how your past could affect your life through genetic cell memory from your ancestors, and to release that so that you would already have a 600-year process before Jesus came, so you could be cleaned out a lot more in your genetic history to your ancestors. And that kind of got switched over into karma and past life stuff. And that's kind of where it went. It kind of went into a different direction. So when Jesus came, it was like coming here, I'm going like, oh, geez, you know, what's happening here? The people aren't even awakened yet. And that typically, you know, was the dark side and is the dark side today, keeping people from having the proper information. So he came to teach to go inside of your heart. He would go into the different synagogues there or whatever preachings there would be of other people, other religions there, and tell them that all you need to do is go into your heart center. You don't need to have or pay money to someone to release you from your bondage of not being spiritual. So basically, that was his basic teachings, is to go within, and that's basically it. Go within, connect to your divinity, and don't pray to idols, don't go outside of yourself, don't worship things, don't align yourself with the dark side, don't give your soul away. Through your permission, consciously, of doing this here. And that's the same way that the teachings are today, is to stay fully integrated with yourself and allow yourself to, allow you to know yourself, actually, in your heart center. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, it'd be wonderful if we could bring in some of the energies of the people that Jesus was working with on his mission. We could start with the energy of Mother Mary.
Okay, so we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary here. So here she comes, and she'll also come in through the light beam. If you noticed, the face is probably changing slightly through each energy that comes through here. So here comes Mother Mary. So we'll increase the energy again. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So again, stay heart-centered and just enjoy this energy of Mother Mary. Request to have the energy come in of baby Jesus. So here he comes in. So again, the face will probably change a little bit on your monitor screen. And here we go. And come. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels wonderful. Complete innocence here. So this is the energy of baby Jesus. Now the energy of his father, Joseph, here. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Again, stay heart-centered. Bring in the energy of Mary Magdalene. So again, just sit back and relax. These energies will connect to your heart center. So here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Thank you. request for a sample of a trauma clearing, so we'll do that here. Remember, I do all these clearings in sessions with people, if you're interested, to move you out of these experiences so you can be more heart-centered. So here's a trauma clearing, and we'll go back the same time. We'll go back 4 weeks from now. So we're going into the past. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks from now, when it's 3 weeks in the past, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 weeks from the past, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And from 1 week ago to now, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. Now I'll go into your history of yourself. So we're going to go back 1 week from now. This could be like last year in your life at around this time, or even further in your genetics. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second clear, first cleared, and 2 weeks into the future, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, and we'll do a mental clearing. Another sample clearing that we do here. So here we go. 4 weeks ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 week. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And to now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And in the future. 1 week, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared, and 2 weeks. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, we had a request on the fast chat a little bit ago from one of the listeners who was wondering if you could bring in from the light ship the energy of the gemstone peridot, which is like a green crystal, I believe.
Okay, so they'll have to find it there and get the actual frequency of it here. So this will be the energy of the creation of this crystal. It might be slightly different than what's here on this planet, but this will be the original spiritual blueprint. So they're bringing it up right now. I have it in my hand, so here it comes. So stronger, coming in, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, I'll just put some music on so you can experience this crystal energy here. Again, stay heart-centered. back to you. It's like time is kind of rolling by here.
It sure is. Okay, well, let's just talk for a minute about the upcoming opportunities for anybody who's really wanting to do this ascension work for themselves and make their ascension preparations. Probably the most wonderful thing you could do for yourself for your Christmas present this year is to get yourself on the Saturday call. This Saturday, I believe, from 1 p.m. Pacific till 5 is a 4-hour ascension preparation and healing opportunity with the Creation Lightship. And Ron, would you like to say anything about that?
Yeah, the call is just wonderful. It's you're on a conference call line. You're on the Lightship for 4 hours continuous. And it's just a phenomenal way to have healings done and to actually experience these loving light beings working with you. So I can't really talk, it's just so great that I've been doing this for so long now that for me it seems kind of normal and natural. But for the first time person who gets on, that their whole paradigm shifts because they're able to actually feel energy in their body moving, and the loving energy on the Lightship is just phenomenal. And we also do water charging for 7 gallons of water if you choose to want to have water for the next 7 days. And most people do that. You can also put it in your bath water too, and it has special light codes in it for your body to be attuned for the ascension process. Remember, the Creation Lightship is doing the ascension. There's nothing out there that is other than that's doing it. So this is your source for the proper energy to come into you to do the ascension work. And the call, like we said, is 1 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. And the charge for that is only $60. So hope to see you all on this call. It's just a wonderful call. And it's just something to feel the amber blood that they put into us, the Merkaba energies. Coming into our bodies to resonate with us. So it's just a wonderful experience, and plus many, many other things. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We had a question on the fast chat, which is, what energy body would you clear for those who easily get overrun with the emotions of others?
Well, the first one that I always do is the emotional body, and that takes care of quite a bit of it. From there, if you get sensory overloaded, I would say probably do your sensory body. That's what I do with samples for people after the emotional clearing, because not everybody needs all these clearings. If you wanted to have them all to really move forward, you'd first have the emotional one, then you would have the feeling body, and then you would have the sensory body, then you'd probably have a trauma body, and maybe a pain body, and a parallel life body is very nice to have done also. That's very, very important. And then naturally, for past lives, you want to do the sensory clearing, and that takes care of your past lives on this planet. And then that all leads up to the 4-in-1 session, which is where we connect you energetically to your twin flame energy. We connect you to your home base, which is where you go to, except for here on this planet, because they didn't allow you to do this, but this is where you always go after each incarnation. Remember, there's only one incarnation that you're supposed to have. Remember, this is your free choice. And you go to wherever you choose to go to, whatever planet. You go there once, and you come back to your home base energy. Meet your twin flame, if you wish. And then from there, you experience another planet. And your twin flame is your backup. You can call upon your twin flame whenever you need to, once this healing is done for you, along with your home base energy and your spiritual backup team. So this is a very nice thing. And then the last part of the session, we also disconnect the planetary energies from you. There's 13 major ones that cord you, and which is like we talk about the astrological signs, astrology, your horoscope. Just put a couple extra letters in there. They named it right, actually, to be in horror here, and how you're controlled through horror and bad events and mind control. So that's very obvious once you understand that. And then from there, you know, the 4-in-1, you're actually taken out of the karmic loop, and that eliminates you having to do a forced reincarnation. And there won't be any of those any longer here, but it allows you to regain your spiritual energy to help on the ascension process. It's a very nice healing, and boy, it's just people just lose the loneliness that they have in their heart center after having this clearing. So everybody's a little different, but that's what I do for people. There's other clearings too that I can do. We can create a healing if you have a situation that you're dealing with that these energies won't cover. We can always create one to go into your past to release the energies from you. And also we do Mondays and Fridays, we have the one-hour conference calls. And it's only $20, so, you know, if you want to move ahead too, you know, definitely get on those calls. It's you're up with the light ship, light beings too, doing healing. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'll just mention briefly that there is a website you can go to. It's creationlightship.com. And there's a page, the master list of services, and it has descriptions of those clearings that Ron was just mentioning. So if you'd like information about those, you can go on there and read about them. And if you'd like to contact Ron to get on to Saturday's Ascension Preparation Call, I believe the number is 1-877-384-3257. And those numbers should also be listed right on the Creation Lightship page of BBS, but also on the website, creationlightship.com. So I will say goodnight because we're out of time, but we'll be back Friday at 9 p.m. Pacific. If any of you didn't get your question or request answered on the fast chat, we'll continue this same topic for the rest of the week, Friday and Saturday night at 9, both nights, and we'll see you then. So until then, much love to all of you, and stay heart-centered.
And blessings to all of you, and good night.